Audio Gravity, 1st of June 2009. Time is flying by. What happened to the last 5 months, eh? 6 months. We are in the 6th month and it is summertime in the UK. It's just a full bore heat for the last 2 or 3 days, which is great. I'm not complaining. First link is to do with the E3 conference, which is opening today. Over in LA, @Documentally is over there at the E3 conference, covering it with a load of other people for Xbox, I believe, and another site that I've found online that are covering it as well is pixelatedgeek.com/tag/E3. They've got a load of stuff on there: E3 news, E3 videos, and E3 photos. I'll be keeping up with Christian's stuff. He's been streaming on Bamuser today, some really cool stuff, and expect him to get some interviews in the next couple of days, so look out for them. I made a little responder page for him, documentally.responder.com. It's still the version 1 template from the old system, but at least it's up and running, and hopefully I'll try and get a little chat system in there, video chat system, using this tiny chat thing with hopefully with some high quality video on it, so that we can get a few people in, get him to ask some questions as he goes around the venue. That'd be pretty cool. Next link is over on semja2.net, semaja2.net/cool-mac-apps. This guy's basically put together a whole bunch of apps for motion sensing on the Mac. There's absolutely loads of them. He's also got light sensor. He's got a little thing where Night Sounds is a small application that reads a light sensor available in Apple MacBook Pro and plays sounds in low light conditions. Quite like that. Other utilities: Somnia X, been missing feature, disabling sleep mode on an Apple laptop. Well, I use Caffeine for that. Still, some good stuff on there. Next link is for designers. I always like those sort of repeatable backgrounds that you can get. And there's a tool over on stripemania.com so that you can create the backgrounds, you know, change different colors, different gradients from one gradient to another. It's really cool. Download the image, then you can use it on the back of a background. You can use it for pop-ups and things like that. Next link is Farfinder. Access your Mac files from anywhere. All you need is a web browser or your iPhone. I don't know how usable this is going to be on the iPhone, but I actually like the idea of being able to log in from using the app straight to your machine at home. There's various other things that you can already use that come with your Mac, but I like the fact that this is, you know, a lot easier in terms of you set a few options up and you're in straight away. It comes with a 20-day free trial and it's only $35. Pretty useful. Next link is a little jQuery. I'm well into jQuery at the minute because I'm messing around with a lot of CSS and new templates layouts for responding, trying to make them as lightweight as possible. This is from stickmanlabs.com /accordion. He's done another version 2 of the jQuery accordion because he basically didn't like the Mootools bloated one, so he's actually made his own. And what I do like about this is he's got horizontal accordions in there, which is quite nice. I'm thinking of using that maybe from the top or the bottom of the site in one of those fixed divs that I was using the other day. Could be quite nice for seeing lots of different media load underneath or above. And the last link I want to share with us is with you is average broadband speed by country. It's just an image, and it shows you really how bad things are in the UK. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th. 10th from the right, being Greece being the very lowest. And then on the left-hand side, megabits per second, you've just got over 60 megabits a second in Japan, 45 in Korea, just over 22 megabytes per second in Finland, and then Sweden and France, and then the Netherlands. But we are right at the opposite end. It's terrible that we don't have fast internet in this country. All right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.